Become a wealth creator today. Text MONEY to 800-454-1184. That's MONEY to 800-454-1184.
Higher prices continue to put pressure on our bank accounts, but also on the Fed, the markets, and the economy as a whole. How can you keep these pressures from putting your retirement plans into a tailspin? Well, Eric is going to explain today how to create an inflation-adjusted budget and a retirement income strategy for the future. Also later in our show, Drew Frampton of O2 Mortgages is going to join us again. We're so happy to have you along with us. This is Wealth Creator Radio. Here's that number we want you to have handy today. 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. You can call for a complimentary phone conversation. If you just want to have a 15-minute phone conversation, you can do that. Maybe you want to go in, though, and visit with Eric and his awesome team. You can do that as well. It's a complimentary meeting. We want you to remember that. Also, check them out on their website, wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, hello to you.
Hey, Luann. Yeah, it's starting the last quarter here of the year, and you know, it's time to be doing tax planning, time to be doing planning on what's happening with the stock market with this, big drops that we've been having, and really kind of relooking at what should you be taking on right now, what opportunities, because there are some great opportunities when things get volatile. So a lot of times people focus on the negative, but hey, there's a lot of positive things that you should be taking advantage of.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, it's not breaking news that our prices are continuing to put a strain on us, but even though the financial headlines are talking about inflation all the time, people aren't panicking about it right now because it's happening. But I want you to talk about why the markets don't seem to like news like that. Could you explain that, Eric?
Well, anytime things go up more and get more expensive, obviously that's going to raise cost of goods and everything else. So that's going to put pressure on corporate profits. And when you're buying a stock, you're investing in the ownership of that company. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, also consumers. If consumers start spending less, then that means less sales, and again hurts that company's stock. So that's the big thing about the inflation in the market and how they react. And what's happening right now is we're basically back, a lot of people talk about Paul Volcker, where he just kept driving rates up and he didn't care about hitting a recession. He just kept doing it to try to get inflation back under control back in the 90s, or 80s and stuff. And so I think that's where we're going to be back again is, where we're going to have to keep driving rates even higher until things settle down. And inflation's not going to go away really quick. It's not something that once it creeps up and gets big, the Fed really was kind of behind the ball on this and they're trying to play catch up. And So this is going to take several years to get calmed back down. So, I think for most people, you can kind of count on 4-5% inflation for the next few years till it gets down to what the Fed likes, which is around the 2% number.
Right. Zero would be best, right?
Yep.
Zero would be best. But all right. So, the inflation news really hasn't subsided, even though we know the Federal Reserve is going to raise interest rates soon to try to slow the economy down. I want you to tell us how that could impact retirees, Eric.
Actually, for retirees, this can be a great thing because there's a lot of opportunity that comes out. And so one of the opportunities that can be is right now there's fixed interest rates that are over 4% guaranteed for 5 years. I mean, there's some other guaranteed products that can earn up to 9%. So it's crazy how much rates have just jumped in the last year. And so for a lot of retirees, that's actually really good. If you have your mortgage as a fixed rate mortgage, it's good. The part that can really hurt retirees is if they're using home equity lines of credit. A lot of them like to use that to do projects or do other things. And wow, those interest rates, you better pay attention because it's not probably the rate you think you're paying.
Oh, no.
So a lot of times I'd ask people, well, what's your rate? And they go, oh, it's this, and then they go check your statement. And they're like, what? And so those have jumped up a bunch. And so, for the most part, retirees, it can be good. The part that can really be clobbering their finances is really the bond part. If people have that 60-40 portfolio with 40% in bonds, the bond market that's supposed to be, less volatile, less risky, blah, blah, blah. No, it's lost, double digits, this year. It's not doing good. And it's going to continue to struggle. And that's where some of these other products are doing great. So, hey, time to make a switch, time to jump out of those bonds, and time to before they get even clobbered more as the Fed keeps raising rates, and get into something that's going to be earning a lot better money and also have a lot less risk. So, I mean, that's one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financials. We kind of look at your situation, say, okay, here's the path you're on, here's the course, here's what's working, and here's some things that aren't working. And, you know, do you want to fix those or not? And so that's where we can help people out a lot. Usually the best way just to kind of start the whole process is set up just a quick phone call, a quick time to talk. So if you want to, you know, set up a time, either, you know, just on the phone or on Zoom, we could, you know, just text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And at wealthcreatorradio.com, you can go to the events page, select from several different topics that they will have coming up too. So we want to make sure you know that too. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Thank you so much for joining us today. So yeah, inflation is certainly making the headlines. So it is important to recognize how much of a risk it's going to be to our income in our future. How do you help people create an inflation-adjusted budget for retirement, Eric? That seems like a challenge.
Well, we've always had inflation in there, and you know, there's no difference now. You've always needed it. Things, you know, all you have to do is talk to somebody younger than you and you tell them something, you know, like, I remember when, you know, that only cost me that. Yeah. And then, yeah, then that's when, you know, you've experienced inflation. Uh-huh. So you have to have everything getting to be, you know, worth more. You need to be having more money coming out. And, you know, so if you're saying, hey, I need, you know, $5,000 a month to live on, well, in 20 years, that ain't going to be 5,000. That's going to probably be more like, you know, 7, 8, maybe 9,000 that you need. And if you're planning on only having that 5,000 still after that period of time, oof, it's not going to be so pretty. So yeah, you do have to have that money constantly going up, you know, and getting larger. And so that's one of the things that we build into our planning is have that there. There are even some tools. There's some stuff that has guaranteed lifetime income with even increasing features. And so, you know, there's a lot of things you can do to do that. A lot of the steady income portfolios that pay good income also have appreciation over time. So that then also drives up that income. So there's lots of options. It's just, you have to make sure it's in the plan. That's the key.
One thing I want to bring up real quick is, how can we reduce our tax bill so we can save more of our money to spend things on, you know, what we need, what we want in retirement?
Oh my gosh, this is going to be the craziest quarter for us probably, because we have so many clients that we are helping save tons on their taxes. And, you know, why is that? Or how is that, right? You might ask. Things are on sale. I mean, the stock market's on sale. There's, you know, 20 to 30% clearance sale going on. And, you know, and if you move that money to a Roth IRA from your traditional IRA right now, guess what? You're going to pay 20 to 30% less in tax because it's worth less. Now, as we all know, usually anywhere from, you know, 1 to 5 years later, the market recovers and it's back up to where it was. And so if it does that, and now that money's on the tax-free side of the world, well, guess what? All that money just is now tax-free and you didn't pay the tax on it. Why is this so critical? Well, also the Trump tax laws go away at the end of 2025. They're going to go back up to where they were in 2017. So we are also at the lowest brackets, and it doesn't sound like a big deal. Oh, 2026 is way off. Well, it's, you know, getting a lot closer, right? Yeah. So we really only have a little over 3 years left of this lower tax rate. So why not take advantage of it now? I mean, we're doing that with all of our clients right now. We're running through those numbers. We're saying, okay, yeah, this is the ideal amount. It may only be 10 or 20, 30,000 because maybe you're going to hit the next bracket. It's going to jump up a bunch. So, you know, you have to do some analysis and you want to look at that. But if your financial advisor and your tax person is not telling you right now to convert to Roth, I mean, what are they doing? Golfing? I mean, you know, they should be working for you. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, if you want to give us a call and talk a little bit about what should you be doing for this year end, which is so critical, and also get a little bit more information on the blueprint to worry less wealth. There's no cost, there's no obligation. So I don't know why you wouldn't want to take the time to help yourself. Just give us a call, 800-454-1184. You can give us a call or text the word visit. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
There is more to financial success than what you learn from pros or read in a book. There's the emotional side of dealing with your money, and that's what we're going to talk about next, the psychology of money. So stay tuned for more with Eric Hackman. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you ready for the tax time bomb? Taxes could be the biggest threat you'll face in retirement. That's why Eric Hackman at Hackman Financial and Insurance Services and special guest America's IRA expert Ed Slott are hosting the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb webinar. They'll cover the unique challenges retirees are facing today that they've never faced before. You'll also learn the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. If you've saved in a retirement account, this presentation is for you. Spots are limited, so RSVP now for an upcoming webinar at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Discover how these strategies could help you defuse your tax time bomb. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Hackman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ed Slott isn't affiliated with, nor does he endorse, Hackman Financial.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Hackman, president at Hackman Financial. And Eric is an author. He wrote the book Worry Less Wealth, and he wrote that to open up our eyes to all things available for us regarding retirement so we can have a remarkable retirement. And he helps us see any warning signs in our own planning before trouble begins. He teaches us to discover how to worry less, and that's what the show is all about, too. You can get that book. Just request it when you call the number 800-454-1184. That's our number, 800-454-1184. So we know that if you would search online about articles on investing, tax planning, budgeting, just anything you could think of to prepare for retirement, you're going to get millions of articles. And obviously, we know facts are important to know when it comes to your financial future. Knowledge is power. We know that. But there's more to financial success than book smarts. There's the psychology of money, isn't there, Eric?
Oh my gosh, so very true. I often joke with people that I, you know, probably should not have gotten a finance degree and should have actually gotten at least a minor or something in psychology, because that would have helped me with people more and understand a lot more than the finance. And yeah, I think a lot of people underestimate the effects of, you know, what happens there with how people think about stuff. So I think that's a critical part.
Okay, so Morgan Housel, he's a partner at Collaborative Fund. He's a former columnist for The Motley Fool and The Wall Street Journal, but he's also the author of the book that we've all heard of, The Psychology of Money. And he says that they're just like we're talking, there is more to financial success than just what you know about money in the world of finance. Here he is.
But I think there's so much evidence that what matters in investing is not about what you know. It's not about how smart you are. It's not about where you went to school. It's just how you behave. It's about your relationship with greed and fear, your ability to take a long-term mindset, who you trust, how gullible you are, who you seek your information from. That's what actually matters. That's what moves the needle. And we tend to ignore that because it is not analytical.
Isn't that interesting? What's your reaction to that?
It's very true. There's, you know, like probably mortgage, yeah, attitudes around mortgages is probably one of the biggest ones. I find this very, very true, that lots of times that, you know, especially if it's somebody who is a lot older and they had a parent that was either a parent or grandparent that was in the Great Depression or other timelines, yeah, you'll have them say, oh, no, you have to have your house paid off. You have to have your house
yes.
paid off. Okay, well, if you're borrowing money at 2.5% or 3% and you're earning, you know, 6% to 10% of your money, does it make sense to take some of that money it's earning so much and put it against something that's costing so little? So there's financial and then there's emotional. And I've always told that for people for probably a couple decades now about mortgages, because of that's probably one of the most emotionally, you know, charged areas I find. Also, if people were used to risk taking, they'll be a lot riskier on their money. If they were very conservative in a lot of their other stuff, they'll tend to be more conservative. And so, yeah, lots of times people don't realize how their own personal attitudes and just how, also how you grew up can affect how you invest and how you react to investments is probably, you know, the more critical part.
How do you see retirees struggle with this mental and emotional side of money?
Well, I mean, lots of times it is, you know, like you said, couples, right? If one spouse has one way of thinking, another one has a different way, lots of times that can be very, very tough. You know, it's also just in terms of the worry part, some have a lot of worry, some you know, unfortunately don't have enough, you know, so they're probably a little overly confident and don't realize what may happen down the road. So, so it's a little bit of a balance, I think, of the two. And you know, that's one of the critical things that people need to know is just, you know, when you're talking about any sort of financial decision, there's always emotion there. And that's also why, you know, you see a lot of like one of the best portfolio managers that we use for our Wealth Creator Fund is this tactical fund manager. And they use these algorithms to every day score assets and then decide when to sell it. And basically the computer is telling them, well, they do a lot of stuff that a human would just really freak out about. And so like when things are trending all down, they'll go to cash. Most portfolio managers never go to cash because it's too emotionally charged to do that. And even if it makes sense to do it, you know, they won't in bad times because they just don't think, oh, well, hold on, if I do that, then I'm going to miss out and all these things. So, you know, and that's also one of the things that, I mean, if you look at all the crypto stuff right now, right? I mean, it's all based on emotion because there is no underlying asset behind there. It's all emotion, right? It's whatever people feel the thing's worth, and that's what it's worth. And higher or lower depends on the day. So you got to watch out on some of those things for sure.
Right, right, right. Now, let's talk about how you can help our listeners with this type of thing right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the best things you can do is actually have an income plan. So this is a path to say, okay, hey, if I want to go from, you know, San Francisco to LA, here's how I'm going to get there, right? You pull up your GPS, you have kind of a plan, a path, but then there's going to be some stuff that comes up, right? Traffic, other things, detours, maybe road work. You know, you need to know how to handle all those. You know, you need to know what kind of risk levels there are in terms of all the things that you're doing, what kind of tax effects along the way. So, you know, all these things are very simple if you have a plan that's written out and you can see it and test it. A lot of times people say, well, if I do this, what does it make sense or not? Well, let's put it in the income plan and see how it plays out. Let's look at the tax effects of that. Let's look at the risk level for that. Does that lower your risk score and increase your returns, or does it do the opposite? So all those things are really easy when you have something to compare it against. When you're comparing it to nothing, it's just a guess, right? And then that's when the emotions are highly, highly charged. So yeah, what I would say is, you know, setting up some time just to talk, find out what you're worried about, what issues you might have is the best way to go. So just set up a time with us and just give us a call at 800-454-1184. You can either call or even text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Also on the website, make sure you go to the events page because you can select from webinars, seminars, all kinds of topics that we talk about on our show. You can sign up for those and go listen to Eric and his team. This is Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and we are talking about the psychology of money today, both as a concept, but also as the book written by Morgan Housel. He says we have it backwards, Eric, as far as how we teach about finance.
You know, what is most important gets most ignored in this field. And even when we are teaching basic financial skills to people, it's the math equations and how to balance a checkbook, which are great skills. I'm not demeaning those in the slightest, but there's so much evidence that all that matters, that's the right word to use, is your behavior with money. And I say that because you can be the smartest person in the world. You can have a PhD in finance from MIT, but if you lose your head during a market decline, if you panic during a market decline, none of your intelligence matters.
Your reaction?
It kind of brings up a time when years ago I was at, we have a nonprofit called Financial Knowledge Institute, and at least pre-COVID times, we do a lot of talks at companies and such. And one time, this one company is at the HR person says, oh, these people have like, you know, math PhDs and stuff. So, you know, you don't need to go very basic. And and then, you know, I got questions like, what's a Roth? How's it different than, you know? So just because you know about math or computers doesn't necessarily mean you know about finance. And then, again, how you react to things is super critical. And, you know, either good or bad, right? I mean, sometimes, you know, the opposite is taking too much risk and then all of a sudden having a crash and make it even uglier, right? So it's not just freaking out during the crash, but it's also good, you know, what were you doing before that? And staying consistent is always tough, I think, for all humans, right? And that's really kind of more of the key, is staying consistent. And that's how you're going to be more successful in retirement. So it gets to be tough. And so one of the things that people really need to be knowing is, how are you reacting? What are you doing? What kind of plan do you have? Those are the things that, you know, if you have a plan, you can go back, right? I mean, if you're, you know, if you don't know where you're going, you can always look at a GPS and go, oh, here's how I get back on track, right? If you have no GPS and then you're just reacting to whatever the news is of the day is and whatever's happening out there, and if it's scary to you, then you might react the wrong way and lock in some bad times. So, you know, again, that's what we're here for. So if you wanted to have that plan and look at that, right now we're not charging the radio listeners any fees for this. We first do a 15 to 30 minute phone call, find out what your concerns are, what are you worried about, and then we'll create that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not beyond that. But again, no cost, no fees. So give us a call and leave us a message, or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, call or text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Today, we're learning about the psychology of money. So more to come with Eric. We'll be right back with Wealth Creator Radio.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Eric is president at Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. Wouldn't that be nice? They use strategies to help you get to and through retirement successfully. They can help you minimize fees, lower your taxes, all things like that. They would love to help you worry less. So, all right, it's kind of as if the entire world of finance is putting the cart before the horse, as far as Morgan Housel says, when it comes to how we learn about financial concepts and how we implement them in the real world. We do talk on our show a lot about financial knowledge, things we need to know regarding retirement. And today, specifically, we are learning that there's a psychology of money. And we've talked about this before, Eric. It's really not new to our show. But Morgan Housel wrote the book, The Psychology of Money. And I want to give you another clip from what he said about the psychology of money.
If you get caught up in the excitement of a bubble, none of your intelligence, none of your academic credentials, none of the fact that you know the formulas, none of that matters if you're going to lose your cool when it matters most. That's why the behavior is not just an important part, it's really the base of the pyramid. And until you've checked that box of figuring out your own financial psychology, none of the analytical skills matter until then.
Okay, so what's your reaction there?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's very true. And so, you know, again, it's one of these things where you have to kind of know a little bit about yourself, right? Which sometimes it's always hard for us to, you know, think about stuff, how we act and how we react, I guess it would be probably the bigger thing. So yeah, what you need to do is you need to know, are you somebody who jumps in and out or something, or worries about this a lot? Because, you know, the best way to not freak out about something is not put yourself in that bad situation, right? So if you hate roller coasters, well, then don't get on one, right? I mean, yeah. You know, plain and simple. It's sometimes literally that easy. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, so you have to kind of know, okay, what things are, you know, should you be doing? Now, the hard part about the world today is if you're got a 401k, especially, or some sort of retirement plan at work, it's usually 100% market money. And so, yeah, you're going to have less options there. So that one, you're just going to have to know that's going to be the scarier one probably for you. And then, but, you know, with your other monies, you could be doing stuff that's less risky and stuff that makes you feel more comfortable. And then once you change jobs, you can change that around too. So again, it's one of these things where, you know, making sure that, you know, how it's set up, how it's allocated matches. And then also as time goes on too, right? Because, I mean, you know, I was talking to my oldest son. He's working for what was Boston Square Garden, but now it's TD Garden. But, you know, and talking to him about, you know, yeah, get, sign up for the retirement plan, get that match. And, you know, for him, I was just like, go for it. You know, you're not going to use this money, you know, for 40 years, basically, right?
Right. I mean, until,
you know, he's a little less than 40 years till he's 59 and a half, but that's a long time away. So yeah, he can go for it a lot more, but obviously somebody who's in their late 50s, early 60s, well, if they're used to going for it, they need to dial that back down too. So, you know, the other thing too is you maybe you were a big risk taker and you love doing that, but at some point that makes no sense, right? Because if you've got enough and you blow it and now you don't have enough, but now you're in your late 60s, well, that's not a good spot to be either. So,
right.
Yeah. So what you got to do is moderate those two and make sure you've, you know, got the right types of money and how you have it allocated. So always have some foundational money, stuff that can't go away, but ideally earns like 3 to 7%. Have some steady income money. Even if you don't need the income, just have it in that your portfolio, because it's going to be less volatile. Pay out some cash. And then when, you know, there is maybe a bad time, you can take that cash and jump into the market. And then, of course, lastly, the normal market funds. So, yeah, if you have those three types, then you're going to have a little bit of a spread out of that risk, and that'll lower your freak out level, hopefully a little.
So, yeah, how do you help people with overreacting to something, who maybe they lose their cool with their money? How do you help them with that?
Well, again, it's always having a plan. You know, once you have a plan, things just get easier, because you can always go back to that plan. You know, you're building something and, you know, maybe it's one of those, you know, the evil IKEA furniture stuff, right? Or something like that. And, you know, you have to go back and every once in a while you're like, oh my gosh, I missed this one part. And now I have to undo a bunch and go back again, right? And so, you know, if you take some time at the front side, make sure you have it all, you know, organized and set up, and yeah, you're going very slowly, making sure you did every step. You know, that's a lot of times easier, but lots of times in life you're going at higher speed and it's hard to do that. So, you know, again, you may need to go back and look at those directions or look at those instructions and see where you blew it. And, you know, same thing with just regular life, right? Sometimes you're going to mess up stuff. The worst thing about any investing is that stock you either didn't buy, or the stock that you sold and the shot up. And, you know, people always, you know, go back on that stuff. But, and one of the big things is just having a risk score. You know, if you know your risk score, that's going to help out a ton, right? So if you know what risk level you're comfortable with, how much ups and downs you're okay with, then it's easy to say, oh, okay, yeah, this is within my risk score. But a lot of people don't know what that is and don't see that. And so that's one of the things that actually at wealthcreatorradio.com, we actually have that on there is a way to take that risk quiz. But even on top of that, we also have a checklist that people can look at and say, okay, have I checked off all these things? Because again, another thing is if you're more prepared, you're going to be less likely to do something in a bad, react in a bad way. So yeah, if somebody wants to get a copy of the checklist, they just have to type the word list and text it to 800-454-1184. Again, send the word list to 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
One last thing on our behavior around finances. Morgan Housel, of course, the author of the book, The Psychology of Money, he says that one of his first jobs, Eric, was being a valet at a fancy hotel in L.A. He said he learned a lot from being around a lot of very wealthy people all the time.
I think what was really interesting to me was getting to know some of these people who were driving Ferraris and Rolls Royces. Some of them actually were not even that wealthy. They were like mediocre, successful people who spent half their income on a car lease payment. And that to me was really astounding, because that just blew apart all of the impressions, my first impressions that I had of these people. So that was a really formative experience that taught me a lot about the psychology of money.
What's your reaction there?
That's very, very true. I mean, there's a lot of people that buy all the toys, they keep up with the Joneses or whatever you want to call it, right? And they're living a very highly leveraged lifestyle. And all of a sudden something goes bad or something goes down. I mean, you hear it all the time in the news, right? You hear these, you know, wealthy celebrities or sports people especially, you know, that all of a sudden they're filing bankruptcy and get all sorts of, you know, financial issues. Why is that? I mean, you know, how could you, you know, mess things up so bad when you had so much money? And that's just because of the lifestyle. The lifestyle was too crazy and too expensive. And, you know, unfortunately, that's what a lot of people do is, you know, they spend way too much. I mean, it's amazing how many of my clients that have a paid off house that, you know, they've, you know, got some pretty good amount of money saved up. They didn't make much. They weren't high income earners or anything. They drove, you know, 10-year-old cars, not, you know, 1 or 2-year-old cars. And they just paid for everything. They didn't go on crazy trips without being able to afford it and such. So, I mean, there's a lot to be said for doing that and kind of saying, okay, well, do those crazy things once you have way too much money, then it's okay. but don't do it before that. And so, yeah, so I mean, a lot of people are unfortunately living lifestyle that way, and they don't really have a plan. They don't have a way to get there. And they're just spending and spending and spending, and assuming it's going to always be there. But then if it's not, eesh, you don't have a backup, right? So again, that's why we're here at Heckman Financial, really to help you create that blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about money and less about finances and more about having fun and just enjoying life and being able to afford the things you're picking to do. So if you want to have that income, investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plan, you know, drawn up for you, tell you where you're headed, and then we'll tell you what's positive and negative there and what things you might want to look at changing. Again, no cost, no fee. Set up that 15 to 30 minute phone call with us. All you have to do is either text the word visit or leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman will be right back.
How much do you have saved for retirement? Now cut that number in half. That's the impact inflation could have on your retirement. Recently, we've seen inflation well over 8%, but even at the historical average of 3%, the value of your savings will be cut in half in 20 years. So what can you do? Join CFP Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and host of Wealth Creator Radio for an upcoming informational webinar. You'll discover how inflation could impact you and simple ways to prepare for it. Now is the time to get your questions answered by Eric and the team from Heckman Financial, so reserve your spot today. To sign up and find the time that works for you, go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Inflation, you can't stop it, but you may be able to minimize its impact on your retirement. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Got my monthly contributor here, Drew Frampton from O2 Mortgage. And we'll be talking about, you know, should you be buying, what should you be looking at, and more. So good to have you here, Drew.
Eric, I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so, you know, for people that maybe they've been renting for a while and they're looking at the markets and they're saying, okay, things are changing around. You know, I wanted that big, huge house, but, you know, should I buy a condo? Right. I just literally had this discussion with one of my clients that, you know, the daughter wanted this bigger house, and it's like, yeah, it's just, it costs too much. She probably needs to get a little bit more reality check and go to the condo level. So what's kind of like the thought process or the process you take people through when they trying to figure out should they buy or not?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's multifaceted for sure. I have my canned advice that I give out, and I give it out no matter what the market is. So people kind of sometimes are a little skeptical because I say it's always a good time to buy, and they look at me like, oh gosh, here we go. Here's the sales pitch. But it's always a good time to buy if you have a few conditions in place, right? So, you know, whether you should buy a big old house or a condo, my thought process is, you know, look at the long term, right? Can you stay in that home for 5 to 10 years? If you buy a condo and you're going to outgrow it in a year, you know, that's a little bit more risky than I'm comfortable as far as advice goes. So I usually tell people, you know, rule of thumb, right? There's certainly ways that, you know, you can break these rules of thumb, but for the most part, look at an outlook of somewhere around 5 to 10 years. And hopefully if there is any kind of down market, you can wait those times out and then sell when it's the right time for you.
Yeah. And I mean, really, I tell people that pretty much the same with stocks. I mean, really, you should, you really should have a 5-year outlook on when you're investing in stocks, because there's downturns, you know, and usually for most real estate and stock market cycles, 5 years is usually covers most of the downturns. There's definitely some that go longer for sure. So ain't going to be perfect. But in terms of like, if they do that 5-year outlook, I mean, should they try to go to that biggest possible house, or, you know, whatever you want to call it, lower down their dreams or something, and, and take the little bit smaller place? And I mean, what do you usually say on that?
There's kind of two schools of thought. I kind of run them simultaneous, which is figure out what you qualify for and then figure out what's affordable for you. The qualification, that's a lender's comfort level, right? And a lot of times these days when I meet with my clients, I'll show them what they qualify for and they go, no, can't do that. That's crazy. Who would ever do that? So it's a lot of times higher than what you're comfortable with. But it's good to know that there is a parameter for the lender. On the flip side, figure out what you're comfortable with on a monthly payment. And, you know, Eric, we've had these discussions that might change depending on interest rates. So figuring out, you know, all right, I pay a good starting place is how much do you pay in rent today? And then what would your mortgage payment, including your insurance and property taxes, look like? A lot of times that's higher, but there's some other built-in features that will effectively lower that, like possible tax savings, you know, the fact that you're paying down, you know, a debt as opposed to just paying the landlord. And then as well, you know, you're going to have some hedge against inflation and rent hikes and things like that. So look at affordability through that lens and make sure you're not going to sell the dog and cancel cable and never eat out again.
Right. Have a nice big house that you can't afford to furnish because you didn't leave any money for, you know, living and lifestyles, or, you know, right, or barely can turn on the utilities.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'm a parent now, and when I was young, I didn't value sleep as much, but now sleep's really important.
It's very important.
If you're gonna
buy
a home that's going to keep you up, don't do it, in my opinion.
And like you said, as long as you can be there for a few years, you know, you could either sell it or just rent it out, you know, when you want to, you know, move on.
Absolutely. Yeah. And your first house doesn't have to be your forever house. It can just be that. It can be your first house. And then what's great about real estate is you'll have so many options. You can do like what your client did, where they, you know, kept the home, had it as a rental property. You know, that's a great part of their whole portfolio. They can sell it, take that equity and buy the next place. You have lots of options. And that's what I like about real estate, is just all the options that you would have. And sometimes they're tax, you know, advantaged options, as far as, you know, if you sell real estate, you're not going to be paying as much capital gains. If it's a primary residence, there's just some really interesting things that you should look into when making this. But yeah, absolutely, you can ease into it and figure it out. And that way, if let's say the market does take a dive at year four, you can say, well, you know what, the monthly payments are very affordable. And until I sell, it doesn't really matter what the value of the house is.
No, exactly. And again, we're talking to Drew Frampton from O2 Mortgage. This is Wealth Creator Radio. I was listening to Eric Heckman here. So, you know, and the other thing too is for retired people, sometimes maybe they're renting for a long time, or maybe they had a lifestyle change, divorce or whatever. And, maybe they got remarried now and they want to go into buying that house. And lots of times it's a little tougher, a little funkier to apply for a house when you don't have that normal, you know, every 2-week paycheck coming in, and it's retirement income. So what are the things that you know, retirees need to figure out if they're trying to buy a house?
Absolutely. And that's a great question. So, you know, lenders, they have some criteria that they look at: your credit scores, your down payment, you know, the assets that you have. You know, the collateral for the loans, the house itself, right? Is there, you know, leaks coming through the ceiling or holes in the floor, right? So if all of those have been checked off, right, then the big thing that a lender is going to be looking at is what we call your debt to income. So the monthly debt that you have, right? So we're looking at car loans and, you know, if you co-signed for a student loan, credit card bills, right? The monthly amount that you pay, as well as the housing payment. and we look at your income. And, you know, if you don't have that 2-week steady paycheck coming in, then a lender is going to have to do something else to figure out, can you pay back these debts? Can you make these timely payments? So there's a few ways. One, you can pull money out of retirement and set up some sort of reoccurring withdrawal. We can actually just, if you have enough money in different accounts, we can just look at those assets in the account and do some sort of arithmetic to say, well, you've got, you know, $1 million in the bank. And if we, you know, divide that by 360 months of housing payments, you've got plenty to make these mortgage payments, right? There's a few different ways, but a lender is ultimately going to come up with some sort of way to come up with a monthly income number.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I think that's kind of the key is knowing the process, knowing, well, really talking to somebody who knows what they're doing, because some of these situations sometimes you run into, you know, just those little online companies that they don't really, you know, if you don't fit in their little box, they're just not going to be a good source for you. And they're not going to give you the right information or maybe have the right tools or the right you know, resources to redirect you to, you know, different investors and different, you know, banks to use, right?
Absolutely.
So in terms of, you know, your process, if somebody does want to, you know, maybe look to buy or figure that out, and no matter what their situation, if it's first time or if it's, you know, who knows how many times in retirement, you know, house, you know, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you and go through your process?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 408-610-3210. Again, that's 408-610-3210. We like to make a plan with you. You're going on a trip. It's called buying a home or refinancing. Let's plan early because we don't want to get to that, you know, gate and realize, oh no, my passport's expired or something like that. So, you know, plan early. Give us a call. It's never too early. 408-610-3210.
So yeah, again, you know, we have his info and more at wealthcreatorradio.com. But yeah, it was great talking to you, Drew, here, and we'll have you back on next month.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Eric.
Well, with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you ready for the tax time bomb? Taxes could be the biggest threat you'll face in retirement. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services and special guest America's IRA expert Ed Slott are hosting the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb webinar. They'll cover the unique challenges retirees are facing today that they've never faced before. You'll also learn the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. If you've saved in a retirement account, this presentation is for you. Spots are limited, so RSVP now for an upcoming webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Discover how these strategies could help you defuse your tax time bomb. Wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ed Slott isn't affiliated with, nor does he endorse, Heckman Financial.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Eric is here to give you some really good ideas about retirement planning. And right now, Eric has a wealth success story for us. Always a fun example to listen to what someone else has done and see how things can work out best for retirees. So, Eric, tell us what you have today.
Yeah, well, this is a couple. We'll just call them Dan and Carol. And, you know, they didn't work at any, you know, fancy job that had, you know, super high income or anything like that. But, you know, they were always pretty thrifty savers. They were always, you know, maxing out their retirement plans and, you know, putting that money away. And so they just kept plugging away, doing that. A couple times they looked at, oh, should we, you know, get the fancier house and move to the fancier neighborhood? And, you know, they could have done that, but they decided not to. And now what that's happened is, you know, they've actually been able to pay off their mortgage. So,
awesome.
So, yeah. And so now they're living free and clear. That's a huge backup asset, as I like to call it, right? Because, you know, your house doesn't give you any money per se because you're living in it, right? But if they need that cash, if they need to get some money, they can always downsize or, you know, take a reverse mortgage or something. So there's that big pot of money. But, you know, you don't have to have like the, you know, the big stock options. You don't have to do any of this stuff. But if you just do the basics, you know, I mean, so much about life is just doing the simple, easy, basic stuff. You know, they didn't go out and get the fanciest car every year. They, you know, didn't take super high end vacations, but they ended up actually having a cabin up in the Sierras and stuff. And again, you know, there's ways to have stuff without having to spend a ton. And, you know, and if you live within your means and you're not doing the, you know, keeping up with the Joneses kind of thing, it's amazing that, you know, that things can easily work out, and they're showing the fruits of their labor, I guess, right? Or whatever you want to call it, that they're starting to enjoy it. And she'll probably stop working pretty soon. She's a little bit younger, but she likes her job. So she's like, well, might as well keep going. But, you know, but again, that's the nice thing. So, you know, a lot of times, especially in Silicon Valley, you hear about all the people who hit it big with some stock or, you know, get lucky and get hired by the right company at the right time. But yeah, it doesn't have to be that. Yeah, you just have to start putting that money away, right? Have that emergency fund first, then start hitting that retirement plan and keep building it up. And, you know, it's weird. It all works out.
Isn't that funny?
But, yeah, but you just got to take the time. It's just like so many things in life. So, you know, again, if you want us to give you a little help and figure out, hey, where am I in that process? Am I getting close to my goals? Am I on track? What's my risk level now that things are changing in the markets and the economy? All that stuff, well, that's easy to do, because all we do is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. That's where we have you worry less about your money and more about having fun and enjoying life, because you got a plan. So if you want to take advantage of that, all you have to do is text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.